لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we are welcoming you in our silsila Blessings of Hajj. Inshallah Zawadal, in today's silsila we'll learn about very important rulings regarding intention and ihram, and inshallah we'll learn how to wear ihram practical. Inshallah I will show you the practical, that how we wear the ihram. So be with us till the end of silsila. Before we start our topic, inshallah we'll hear a very beautiful hadith pak about the virtue, about the blessing of durud-e pak. The prophet of rahma, the intercessor of ummah, the distributor of ni'mah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah azza wa jal sends 100 mercies on the one reciting durud sharif 10 times on me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the important rulings regarding intention. Remember, the intention of heart, willingness in heart, is in fact a valid intention. Whether one makes intention for salah, fast, ihram, or for any other deed, if the intention is not present in his heart, mere verbal utterance of the words of the intention is not sufficient, and such an intention is not valid. Keep also in mind that uttering the words of intention in Arabic is not necessary. One can also utter in his mother tongue. Similarly, uttering the words of intention in any language is not necessary. Either just the presence of intention in heart is sufficient. However, uttering it verbally is better, and uttering in Arabic is even more preferable, as Arabic is the sweet and elegant language of the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever one makes intention in Arabic, it is necessary that he understand its meaning. Now the meaning of ihram. The literal meaning of ihram is to declare a thing haram, because even some halal, lawful acts become haram, unlawful, for the person who is in the state of ihram. The Islamic brother who is in the state of ihram is called muhrim, whereas the Islamic sister is called muhrima. Now inshallah azza wa jal, I will explain you that how to wear ihram. So please watch carefully. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it is my suggestion for all of you that please take two ihrams with you, means one for towel and one for cotton. Like one set of ihram with me right now, that one is for towel, one is for cotton. So if you take two ihrams, one for cotton and one for towel, it's very much convenient for you. Because if you wear cotton ihram as sarong, as tahban, and towel ihram on your upper side, your sweat will absorb easily, and you will, when you want to pray namaz, it's very easy to handle it. So now please watch carefully that how to wear ihram. Take the cotton one with you, and now the procedure of tahban. And it is very important to learn that how to wear tahban, how to wear sarang. Please understand and point out that there is no swin, there is no stitch on ihram. The both shawls are without stitch. So take this ihram in your hand and make together these two corners of your shawl. corners of Ihram. Check it, there is no fold, without fold, unfold all the things. And remember that there is no undergarment allowed, no stitched cloth allowed rather than Ihram. Just two shawls of Ihram we have to wear. It's for men's. So please careful about that. There is no undergarment allowed to wear, only two shawls of Ihram which are unstitched. So take these both with together and do like that. Little bit, give that corner little bit longer. Take this corner little bit longer, okay? Like that. Maybe 3 or 4 inches more. And now take this tight. And then take here. And then here. After that, you can fold it maybe once, twice or thrice, whatever you need. And now check it, that after this fold, I do not need any type of belt to hold this Ihram. And very easy to walk if you wear like that. And for that type of Ihram, your sitr, your private parts is also, you know, have a parda. There is no problem for that. No unveiling possible, inshallah, azza wa jal. So I thought you understand that how we have to wear this. And it is my suggestion that please wear Ihram before going to travel. First wear in your home. Try to wear again and again. Because if you start wearing, or if you start to understand wearing when you are going to Hajj or you are going to depart, then it's very difficult to understand. And if you are not able to wear properly, maybe you have a problem in your travel. So make Ihram in your house 3 or 4 or 5 times, and then be careful that you are now okay with your Ihram. Okay? And now take the towel one with you. How to wear the upper shawl? This is cotton one. This is towel one. Okay? This is the way you can wear your Ihram. Take it little bit longer. If it's like that, it's easy for you that you can put it here and easy to wear. And now if you go in ruku in namaz, there is no problem. Otherwise, if your Ihram is short one, it's go again and again down. It's very difficult to handle it. So take the little bit bigger shawl. It's easy for you to wear like this. And that now is one main thing, that how to pray namaz after wearing Ihram. Because we are not habitual for Ihram. So it's difficult to pray namaz after wearing the Ihram. So if you are making namaz and making takbir-e-tahreema, like Allahu Akbar, if you do like that, then your stomach and your chest are unveiled. And in namaz, it's not allowed that unveil your stomach or your chest. So what is the procedure to make takbir-e-tahreema? It's the wrong way, Allahu Akbar. The right way is little bit, you know, make your hands far from your body and then make Allahu Akbar. Like this, your chest and your stomach are not unveiled. Check again, little far from body and then Allahu Akbar. So if you do like that, make practice for that, inshallah your chest and your stomach become not unveiled, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, if you wear Ihram like that, you can put the miswak in it, inshallah, and your tawaf tasbih in it. And if you have some money or some passport like that, so it is easy to take with you. So this is allowed. Even there is no allow for any type of elastic or things. So put it, your belt here, like once again check it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now we'll recite talbiyah together. Close your eyes, recite together. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. حرام acts in إحرام. The following acts are haram in the state of Ihram. Number one, for men to wear swin cloths. Number two, to wear a cap or to tie a turban or handkerchief on the head. For men to wear gloves. No prohibition for women. For men to wear such socks or shoes that hide the instep, that is the raised middle part of the foot. To apply perfume to the body, cloths or hair. To have intercourse, kiss or touch the wife with lust. To be involved in indecent talking and activities, every sin which is haram. Example, lying, backbiting, misusing eyes, worldly conflicts and quarrels is more strictly haram in the state of ihram. Hunting in the forest or even assisting in hunting in any way. Eating, buying and selling meat, egg, etc. of the hunted animal is also haram. Trimming one's nails or getting the nails trimmed by somebody else or trimming the nails of someone else is haram. Cutting the hair of the head or beard, removing armpits hair or under navel hair, removing even a single hair from any part of the body, from head to foot, is haram. Dyeing hair with henna is haram. To apply olive or sesame oil to hair or the body, even if the oil has no fragrance, is haram in ihram. Shaving someone's head, whether he is in ihram or not. My dear Islamic brothers, now the makruh acts in ihram. To remove dirt from the body, to wash hair or body with soap, to comb hair of head or beard, to scratch the body in such a manner that hair may fall out or louse may fall from the head. To place a shirt or coat on the shoulder like wearing it. To smell a perfume deliberately is makruh. To smell fragrant fruits or leaves like lemon, orange, mint, etc. There is no harm in eating such things. To sit in a perfume shop with the intention of smelling fragrance. To eat or drink such a thing in which uncooked fragrance has been added. However, if the fragrance has neutralized, there is no harm in eating and drinking it. To get underneath the cover of the Holy Kaaba such that it touches the head or the face is makruh. To cover the nose or any part of the face by a piece of cloth, hence refrain from wiping the nose with the handkerchief in case of getting flu. To wear such unsweet cloth which is darned or patched. To lie on the stomach with face on the pillow. Therefore, while traveling by bus, plane, refrain from sleeping by resting your face on the backrest of the seat in front of you. It is makruh to tie a taweez, even if wrapped in unsweet cloth. However, if a taweez wrapped in unsweet cloth is worn around the neck instead of being tied on the arm, there is no harm in it. To wrap a bandage around any part of the body without a valid reason is makruh. To wear makeup cosmetics is makruh. To tie a knot at both the ends of a shawl or tehban is makruh. It is permissible to tie a pocket belt with the intention of keeping money into it. However, it is makruh to wear such a belt to or a string with the intention of tightening the tehband. Now, the permissible acts in ihram. Number one, using miswak. Number two, wearing a ring. Number three, to apply kohl into eyes. However, it is makruh tanzihi for the muhrim to use kohl unnecessarily. To bath without removing dirt from the body. Washing clothes. But it is haram to do so with the intention of killing lice. Scratching at the body or the head such that their hair does not fall out is permissible. To use an umbrella or to sit under shade. To insert the ends of shawl into tehband. To extract teeth. To detach a broken nail. To rupture a pimple. To remove hair from the eye. To remove circumcision is, to perform circumcision is jais, is permissible. To kill pests and harmful creatures such as rat, lizard, snake, scorpion, mosquito, fly, etc. To wrap a bandage around any part of the body except for the head and the face. Although a muhrim can wrap a bandage around the head or the face in case of compulsion, he will have to pay expiation for it. To place a pillow under one's head or cheek. To cover ears with a cloth. To place one's own hand or someone else's hand onto the nose or the head. Cloth or handkerchief cannot be placed. To cover the chin below the beard with a cloth is permissible. To eat the food in which clove, cinnamon, etc. have been cooked. It does not matter even if fragrance is still emanating from it. Similarly, it is permissible to eat the food or drink the beverage in which uncooked fragrance has been added and the fragrance does not emanate from it. To apply almond or coconut oil to the body on hair, provided it has no fragrance. It is permissible to wear such shoes that do not hide the instep, that is the raised middle part of the foot. Hence, the muhrim is advised to wear flip-flops, that is an open sandal with a thong between the big and the second toe. Difference in ihram of men and women. The above-mentioned ruling of ihram apply equally to men and women both. However, there are some other permissible acts for women. To conceal the head, it is fard for a woman. To conceal the head during salah as well as in the presence of non-mahram males, including her maternal and paternal cousins, especially her sister's husband. It is haram for a woman to appear before non-mahram males whilst her head is not concealed or whilst wearing such a thin shawl that the blackness of her hair is visible. For a woman to come before non-mahram males with her head uncovered is haram, and it is more strictly haram in the state of ihram. To tie a seven taweez on the arm or the neck is permissible for women. To get underneath the cover of the holy Kaaba such that it remains on her head. However, she should take care that the cover does not touch her face, as covering the face with cloths is haram even for a woman in the state of ihram. To wear gloves, socks and seven cloths are permissible for women in the state of ihram. Since it is haram for the muhrima to cover her face with a veil in the state of ihram such that it touches her face, she should keep some cardboard or handheld fan near her face without it touching the face. For veiling from non-mahram males. Now the useful cautions in ihram. While putting on his upper shawl, the muhrim should take care that the shawl neither touches his own head or face nor then of any other muhrim. Please look carefully. Do not do like that. Be careful to putting your upper shawl like that. If you do very fast, then maybe on your behind, any muhrim is present and your shawl goes on his head. So it is not good way. Do it in polite manner. And always be careful about your head. If you do like that and shawl come on your head, it is not good. So go with polite manner, put on your shawl like that, and then take this corner with your right hand and put it here easily. So whenever you want to put your shawl, upper shawl, be careful for that. More of the muhrims tie tahband of ihram from beneath their navel. Sometimes the upper shawl falls from their shoulder due to carelessness, exposing some part of the body beneath the navel. Such muhrims do not usually care about it at all. Similarly, sometimes thighs, etc. become exposed to other when some muhrims walk or sit carelessly. Remember this important ruling that the body of man from below the navel up to and including the knees is his sitr, that is the body parts which must be kept covered, and exposing even a small portion of it to others is haram. And it is also haram to look at such part of others. These rulings regarding veiling of man's sitr are not confined to ihram. Even when not in ihram, it is haram to expose one's sitr to other or to look at the sitr of others. One more important question. If the acts impermissible in the state of ihram occur due to some compulsion or by mistake, through there will be no sin, the penalty imposed by Sharia in this regard must be paid, even if these acts take place during sleep or being pressurized. Explanation of haram. People generally assume that only Masjidul Haram is haram. No doubt, Masjidul Haram is also within haram, but haram has spread out up to several miles around Makkatul Mukarrama with its limit fixed in all directions. For example, there lies a police checkpoint on the road about 23 kilometers away from Makkatul Mukarrama towards Jeddah. On this road, there is a signboard that read Lil Muslimin Fakat, that is only for Muslims. Ahead of it's Abir Shamis, that is Hudaybiyah, where from the limit of haram starts. Now the time for entering Makkatul Mukarrama. Anyway, enter the limits of haram with your head bowed and eyes lowered with humility and shame for all the sins committed. Recite Durud-e-Pak, Salatul Nabi, and Labbaik, and do zikr in abundance as soon as you have the sight of the sacred city of Makkatul Mukarrama of Rabbul Alameen. Recite the following dua. Allahumma ij'alni qararan warzuqni fiha rizqan halala. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bestow upon me the peace and halal sustenance in it. After reaching Makkatul Mukarrama, make arrangements for accommodation and keep luggage at a safe place. Then come to Babu Salam reciting Labbaik. Kiss the holy door and enter Masjidul Haram, placing your right foot first and reciting the dua of entering the masjid. Bismillahi wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Allah Azza wa Jalla, in whose name I begin, and salutations on the Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, open the portals of your mercy for me. Make the intention of nafli etikaf. One good deed here is equivalent to 100,000 good deeds performed elsewhere. Hence, one will get the reward of 100,000 etikaf. In addition, acts of eating, drinking zamzam water and sleeping will also become permissible. Make it a practice to make the intention of etikaf whenever you enter any masjid. The intention of etikaf is Nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. I make the intention of sunnah of i'tikaf. Now the first sight at Holy Kaaba. As soon as you have the first glance of the Holy Kaaba, recite the following thrice. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. then recite Durood e Pak, Salat ala Nabi, and make dua as the dua made on having the first glance of the Holy Kaaba is definitely accepted. You may also make this dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever I make permissible dua, accept it. Ya Ilahi, jo duaein make hum tujhse kare. Ya Ilahi, jo duaein make hum tujhse kare. Qudsiyon ke lab se aami, Rabbana ka saath. My dear respected Hajis, instead of reciting different specific duas, it is the most virtuous to recite Durood e Pak, Salat ala Nabi, on every occasion, like during Tawaf, Sa'i, etc. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, all of your problems will be resolved by the virtue of Durood e Pak. The Prophet of Rahma, the intercessor of Ummah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has stated, if you do so, Allah Azza wa Jal will resolve all your problems and forgive all your sins. Respected Hajis, if possible, recite only Salat and Salam, as it is the most virtuous invocation in addition to being easier to be recited. However, duas have also been presented for those who are keen to recite them. Keep in mind that the supplications, Salat and Salvation, will have to be recited whilst walking. During Tawaf, it is forbidden to halt during Tawaf for supplication. Now, method of Umrah. First of all, the method of Tawaf. Before commencing Tawaf, men should do Idtiba, means put on shawl by bringing its one end from the under the armpit of the right hand and placing its both end. So now, watch carefully the method of Idtiba. Put on shawl by bringing its one end from the under the armpit of the right hand and placing its both end over the left shoulder, such that the right shoulder remains uncovered. You are now ready for Tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. To the wall opposite Hajrul Aswad, a green tube light has been fixed, which stays on all night. It helps the people performing Tawaf at night locate the direction of Hajrul Aswad. Now, in the state of Ittiba, stand up facing the Holy Kaaba, such that Holy Kaaba, Hajrul Aswad, will be pointing towards your right side. Now make intention for Tawaf in the following words, without raising your hands. And dua is, Allahumma inni uridu tawafa baytikal haram fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. The translation of that dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I make intention for Tawaf of your sacred house. Make it easier for me and accept it from me. Please note that the intention made in Arabic for any act like Salah, fasting, itikaf, Tawaf will be valid only when one understands its meaning. Intention may also be made in one's native language. In all cases, presence of intention in heart is a precondition. Even if one does not make a verbal intention, the intention of heart is sufficient. However, making a verbal intention in addition is better. Now, after the making the intention, stand facing the Kaaba in the direction of the green tube light fixed opposite Hajrul Aswad. Now, Hajrul Aswad is exactly in front of you. Subhanallah, this is that lucky heavenly stone which has certainly been kissed by our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now raise both hands such that both palms of hands face the direction of Hajrul Aswad and recite the following dua. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wallahu akbar wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allah azza wa jal, in whose name I begin, and all glorification are for Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest. And salat and salam be on the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if possible, place both palms on Hajrul Aswad and kiss in between with your palms without producing any sound. Do this thrice. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Be delighted with the thought that your lips have kissed that sacred stone which has certainly been touched by the blessed lips of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become ecstatic and overjoyed. Let tears flow, as this is also a sunnah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated keeping his sacred lips on Hajrul Aswad. Our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on weeping. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned and noticed that Sayyiduna Umar was also weeping. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly it is an occasion of weeping and shedding tears. Take care that you do not push anybody, as this is not a place to display your strength, but it is an occasion to express humility and humbleness. Kissing Hajrul Aswad is a sunnah. Kissing Hajrul Aswad is a sunnah, but causing harm to Muslim is haram. Here one good deed amounts to 100,000 good deeds, but one sin is also equivalent to 100,000 sins. If kissing is not possible due to crowd, touch Hajrul Aswad with hand and kiss the hand. If this is also difficult due to crowd, point your palm towards it and then kiss your hand. Even if it is a great privilege to have a glance at the spot which has been kissed by the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kissing Hajrul Aswad or touching it with hand and then kissing the hand, or making the sign of touching it with hand and then kissing the hand, is called istilam. Now stop recitation of labbaik after istilam. Now whilst facing the Holy Kaaba, move a little towards your right so that Hajrul Aswad is not in front of your face. And this would happen after a slight movement of your towards right. Then immediately turn rightward such that the Holy Kaaba is in your left side, like that. Now Holy Kaaba is in your left side. Now walk with care so that no one is bumped by you. Men should perform ramal during the first three rounds. That is a walk briskly with the small steps whilst moving the shoulders. Some people perform it by jumping and running. This is not a sunnah. Ramal may be discontinued on crowded spots or when it is painful for you or for others, but do not halt for ramal. Continue with tawaf. As soon as you get a chance to do ramal, do it. It is preferable to remain closer to the Holy Kaaba during the tawaf, but not to such an extent that your clothes or body touches the wall of the Holy Kaaba. If ramal cannot be performed in case of remaining closer to the Holy Kaaba due to crowd, remaining farther is better. Now during first round, recite that dua after reciting Durud-e-Pak. Sallu ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Supplication of first round. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma imanan bika wa tasdiqan bi kalimatika wa wafa'an bi ahdika wa ittiba'an li sunnati nabiyyika wa habibika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal 'afiyah wal mu'afata ad-da'imata fid dini wad dunya wal akhirah wal fawza bil jannah wan najata minan nar. Allah azza wa jalla is pure from all shortcomings. All glorifications are for Allah Azza wa Jal. And no one is worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest. And the power to refrain from sins and the strength to incline towards worship is bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal, who is dignified and glorified. May blessings and salutation of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I believe in you and testify your commandments and affirm the oath made with you following the sunnah of your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I have started tawaf. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I beg forgiveness from you for my sins and safety from every affliction and everlasting security from every trouble in our religion and in the world and in the hereafter, and the gaining of paradise and deliverance from the fire of hell. Ameen. Complete this dua before reaching Rukne Yamani. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, a large number of people are often seen signaling their hands towards Rukne Yamani. It is not a sunnah. Now after completing the tawaf of three corners of the holy Kaaba, you are approaching the fourth sacred corner, Rukne Aswad. The wall between Rukne Yamani and Rukne Aswad is called Mustajab. Here 70,000 angels are deputed to say Ameen for dua. Ask whatever you desired in your mother tongue for yourself as well as for all Muslims, or recite Durood-e Paak, Salat al-Nabi once on behalf of the entire Ummah, including me and Ameer Ahl-e-Sunnah. Recite the Quranic dua as well. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me with goodness in this world and goodness in the hereafter, and save me from the torment of hell. Now you have reached Hajrul Aswad, completing the first round. Here people are seen waving their hands from far away, imitating each other as they pass. Doing so is not a sunnah. As described earlier, turn towards Hajrul Aswad, standing in the direction of the green tube light. There is no need of making intention as it has already been made. To start the second round, raise both hands up to ear and recite this dua again. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wallahu akbar wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Perform istilam, that is, if there is an opportunity, kiss Hajrul Aswad, otherwise kiss the hands having signaled to it with them. Now keeping face towards the holy Kaaba, move little towards your right. As soon as Hajrul Aswad is not in front of you, start tawaf such that the holy Kaaba is on your left side. Recite Salatul Nabi, recite dua for second round. The dua of second round, the supplication of second round is, Allahumma inna hadhal bayta baytuk wal harama haramuk wal amna amnuk wal abda abduk wa ana abduk wa abnu abdik wa hadha maqamul a'id bika minan nar fa harrim luhumana wa basharatana 'alan nar. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman وَزَّيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ. اللهم قني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. اللهم ارزقني الجنة بغير حساب. يا الله عز وجل, no doubt this house is your house, this haram is your haram, the peace and security here has been bestowed by you, and every servant is your servant. And I am also your servant. And I am a son of your servant. This is the place to beg protection against the fire of hell from you. So make our flesh and skin haram for the fire of hell. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with utmost devotion for Islamic faith and inculcate fondness for it and our hearts, and make infidelity, sin and transgression a displeasing thing for us, and include us among those who are on the true path. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, save us from torment on the day when you will resurrect your servants. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bestow upon me the paradise. Bestow upon me paradise without accountability. Ameen. Finish this supplication before reaching Rukne Yamani. If you get a chance, kiss it. Otherwise, just touch it. That is Rukne Yamani. And move towards Hajrul Aswad, reciting Durood-e Paak as well as this Quranic dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Look, you have again approached Hajrul Aswad. Now your second round has also completed. Then like before, recite following dua, raising both hands up to ears. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wallahu akbar wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. then perform istilam of Hazrat Aswad and complete the second round. Like previous ones, reciting Durood-e Pak, reciting following dua, now the supplication, the dua of third round. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shakki wash-shirk wash-shiqaqi wan-nifaq was-su'i al-akhlaq was-su'i al-manzari wal-munqalabi fil-mali wal-ahli wal-walad. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaq wal-jannah wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wan-nar. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من فتنة القبر وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. يا الله عز وجل, I seek your refuge from doubting in your commandments and from polytheism in your being or in your attributes and from discord and hypocrisy, from bad manners and from bad conditions and from doom of wealth and family. يا الله عز وجل, I beg for your pleasure and paradise, and I seek your refuge from your wrath and from hell. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I seek your refuge from the calamity of the grave, and seek your refuge from every affliction of life and death. Ameen. Finish this dua before reaching Rukn-e Yamani as usual, and then when you reached near Hajr al-Aswad, do istilam like a previous procedure. Then start your fourth round, and the supplication of fourth round is Allahumma ij'alhu hajjan mabrura wa sa'yan mashkura wa dhanban maghfura wa amalan salihan maqbula wa tijaratan lan tabur ya 'alima ma fis sudur akhrijni ya Allah min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. اللهم إني أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. ربك انعني بما رزقتني وبارك لي فيما أعطيتني واخلف على كل غائبة لي منك بخير. يا الله عز وجل, make this hajj of mine an accepted one, a successful effort, and a basis for the forgiveness of my sins, and accepted pious deed, and a trading with no loss. O the knower of the affairs of hearts, bring me out from darkness of sins towards the refulgence of pious deeds. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you the means of that which makes your mercy indispensable for me, and the means of that which guarantees my forgiveness from you. I ask you to grant me protection from every sin and ability to adopt every good deed and to avail paradise and to get freedom from hell. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever sustenance you have bestowed upon me, make me content with it. Increase virtue in the bounties which you have provided to me, and by your grace provide me with good substitute for every loss. Ameen. As usual, complete the foregoing dua before you get to Rukn-e Yamani, then recite Durood-e Pak and recite the following Quranic dua. Allahumma Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Then you have reached Hajr al-Aswad once again. Now your fourth round has completed. Then like before, recite the following supplication, raising both hands up to ears. بسم الله والحمد لله والله أكبر والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Then perform the istilam of Hajr al-Aswad and begin the fifth round of tawaf. Now the supplication of fifth round. اللهم أذلني تحت ذل عرشك يوم لا ذل إلا ذل عرشك ولا باقي إلا وجهك واسقني من حوض نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شربة هنيئة مريئة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم إني أسألك الجنة ونعيمها وما يقربني إليها من قول أو فعل أو عمل وأعوذ بك من النار وما يقربني إليها من قول أو فعل أو عمل. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me with the shade of your arsh. On the day there will be no shade except the shade of your arsh, and nothing would survive except you. Let me drink such a pleasant and tasty sip from your prophet's pond, Hawd-e Kawthar, that I would never feel thirst thereafter. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you for the goodness of those things which your prophet had asked from you. I ask you protection from the evil of the things which your prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had sought protection from. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask for paradise and its bounties and the strength to adopt all those statements and the deeds which would bring the closure to paradise. I ask you protection from hell and the strength to refrain from all those statements, acts and deeds which may bring me closer to hell. As usual, complete the foregoing dua before the reaching Rukne Yamani, then recite Durude Pak, then recite the following Quranic dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Go towards Hajri Aswad, make your istilam, then start your sixth round. Supplication of sixth round. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم إنا لك علي حقوقا كثيرة فيما بيني وبينك وحقوقا كثيرة فيما بيني وبين خلقك اللهم ما كان لك منها فاغفره لي وما كان لخلقك فتحمله عني وأغنني بحلالك عن حرامك وبطاعتك عن معصيتك وبفضلك عن من سواك يا واسع المغفرة اللهم إنا بيتك عظيم ووجهك كريم وأنت يا الله حليم كريم عظيم تحب العفو فاعف عني. يا الله عز وجل, there are many obligations upon me in the affairs between you and me. There are many obligations upon me in the affairs between your creation and me. يا الله عز وجل, forgive me for my sluggishness in the fulfillment of those which I owe to you, and kindly take on responsibility to get me forgiven for those which I owe to your creation. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me with halal sustenance, saving me from haram, with obedience, saving me from disobedience, and with your grace, making me independent of everyone else. Oh, the one who is the greatest forgiver. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, without doubt, your house is indeed gracious, and you are indeed glorious. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the gracious, grand, mighty, and the one who will likes forgiveness. So forgive my mistakes. Please, forgive my mistakes. As usual, complete this before arriving at Rukne Yamani. Then reciting Salat al-Nabi and recite the following Quranic dua. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Make your sixth istilam and then start your seventh round of tawaf. Now the seventh dua of seventh round. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan kamila wa yaqinan sadiqa wa rizqan wasi'a وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار رب زدني علما وألحقني بالصالحين. يا الله عز وجل, I implore you to bless me with perfect faith and undoubted belief and plentiful sustenance and a humble heart and a tongue glorifying you. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, halal and pure sustenance, true repentance by heart, forgiveness before death and tranquility at the time of death, forgiveness and mercy after death, forgiveness at the time of accountability, entry in paradise, and security from the fire of hell. All this I beg you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of your grace, O the most respected one and the most forgiving, O my creator.
increase my knowledge and include me among your pious servants. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, as usual, complete the foregoing dua before reaching Rukn Yamani, then reciting Durood Pak, recite the following dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me with good deeds in this world and goodness in the hereafter, and save me from the torment of hell. Now on reaching Hajrul Aswad, your all 7 rounds of tawaf have completed. Now pick up both hands to your ears and recite the following for the 8th time. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wallahu akbar wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Remember that a tawaf consists of 7 rounds and 8 istilams. Now cover your right shoulder with the upper shawl of ihram, because after tawaf it is not necessary to make istiba. So now your tawaf is completed. Inshallah azza wa jal, in the next silsila we'll learn about Maqam Ibrahim, Multazam, Bir Zamzam, and the method of Sa'i and much more. So be with us in the next silsila also. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us chance to go over there, and we'll make the tawaf and make these duas, these supplications in front of Kaaba soon as possible. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.